or visit revivemenshealth.com to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to the Travel Show. It's been a whole week since we've spent the weekend together. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter, the Disney dog himself, and Carlos Fido the Fida.
The other dog.
Two dogs. Our Argentinian gaucho. We're so glad to spend the Travel Show with you. We have got a great show. Of course, happy St. Patrick's Day coming up this week. And we're going to be visiting today England, Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. There's new airlines and new international service coming to Salt Lake City, where we broadcast from. We'll be talking about the foods of South America. All this and more on today's Travel Show. And as always, you are the best part of the program. Your experiences, your recommendations, your suggestions, what you've done and seen. And we'd love to have you call us with your questions, too. 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. And as we always mention for our listeners in Texas and Florida, sorry, you get the show at a slight delay, so that number's not going to work. But your comments and questions are always welcome at info@columbusvacations.com. Well, John, can you do a lousy Irish accent for us?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
My accents are horrible.
It'll be there at 4:30.
Yeah.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Thursday, March the 17th. And, you know, it's kind of interesting, St. Patrick's Day. The patron saint of Ireland actually was not Irish.
What was he?
He was British. According to accounts, St. Patrick's real name was Maewen Suckett, and he was born in what is now Britain. Now, that'll send the Irish people gasping. Around the end of the 4th century, he was kidnapped by Irishmen when he was a wee lad of 16, found Jesus in captivity, and ultimately became a proselyting priest. There in Ireland, serving the people. Now, this is, I see John, you've got a green sweatshirt on.
Yes.
All right.
I'm in the spirit already.
Already. Well, green wasn't always the color of St. Patrick's Day. The paintings show the patron saint wearing blue robes, and of course, that was the official color of the dormant order of St. Patrick, was sky blue. Well, in 1541, of course, Carlos, when you were but a wee lad, British monarch Henry, who else? The Eighth.
Of course.
Henry the Eighth declared himself King of Ireland. Now, that went over really big with the Irish, you know. And he gave the country a royal blue coat of arms. But as the disenchantment with British rule grew over the centuries, surprise, surprise there, the Irish adopted green as what? The symbol of rebellion. And that's how it came about. You know, the very first St. Paddy's Day celebration in the U.S. was held in Boston in 1731, when we were still part of Mother England, of course, which had to defend the Falkland Islands when Argentina tried to steal it.
I bet they didn't dye the river green.
Well, Chicago does that.
Yeah.
1962 was the first time that the Chicago River, and by the way, if you go to Chicago, the tour that I recommend is the architecture tour. And you sail along the Chicago River, which flows right through the city, and they point out all the different architecture there. But in 1962, they started dyeing the Chicago River green. Now, the legend says, when you think of Ireland and good luck, what do you think of?
Shamrocks.
A shamrock.
Yeah,
a four-leaf clover. Well, the legend has it that each leaf of the four-leaf clover has a meaning. Hope, faith, love, and luck. The luck of the Irish. Anyway, now, what are the odds? Have you ever found a four-leaf clover?
Yeah, I have.
You have. I have too.
In Argentina, we have clover all over the
pampas. All over the place. That's right. I usually found mine growing up in our front lawn. The clover was
those are dandelions,
over.
Larry.
Okay. Anyway, the odds of finding a four-leaf clover in a bed of clover is estimated to be 1 in 10,000 clover leaves.
Yeah, I mean, most clovers. Of them have three. So
yeah, that's
three
right.
Leaves,
that's
so.
Right.
Most of them.
Now,
yeah.
Why is it that whatever day of the week it is, St. Patrick's Day, which, by the way, is a much bigger celebration in the United States than it is in Ireland.
Oh, yes.
You know? Why is it always March 17th? Whatever day of the week it is, it's a March 17th.
That's when St. Patrick's birthday is, isn't it?
No.
It's when St. Patrick's died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was around 493 when, of course, you were just a young lad.
We were together, Larry.
Yeah, we were schoolmates at that time. No, it was in 493 that St. Patrick, whose real name was Maewen Sucket. I'm sorry, that was his last name. S-U-C-C-A-T. Sucket.
Okay.
Sucket.
Probably sounds better with the accent.
Yeah. Father Sucket. Anyway, he died on March 17th, and so that has been the traditional day. Anyway, a lot of fun with St. Patrick's Day. I deliberately do not wear green on St. Patrick's Day. Why?
You want to be pinched.
Thank you very much. A little lower and to the left, please.
Now, how are they going to experience this in Egypt? You'll be
well,
in Egypt on St. Patrick's Day.
I actually will be in Egypt next week. I'll talk about that in just a moment. Well, anyway, happy St. Patty's Day, and we wish you a good day with what, Guinness stew?
Irish stew.
Irish stew made with Guinness.
Yes. That's corned beef and cabbage.
There you go. Yeah. All right. And potatoes.
Yes.
You got to have potatoes. John, Viking has an incredible free and reduced air offer. Viking, now we're talking about the river cruises, not the ocean.
Right.
But Viking is one of the premier Europe river cruise companies. And they are giving away air on select cruises. What are the details?
Yes, these are for the remaining 2022 cruises. They are not valid for into 2023. They have free airfare or reduced airfare. It depends on the cruise and the sailing date. They do have several dates available, and Salt Lake City, all of our listening area would be included in the area with the free airfare or reduced airfare.
That's for a river cruise with Viking River Cruises. Now, for
right.
our listeners in Florida, they have the free, and it's also reduced. In fact, it's all major gateways, not every city, but all
right.
major gateways in the United States. You have free or reduced airfare with Viking River Cruises. Now, you mentioned, was it you, Carlos, or John that mentioned that next week I will be doing the travel show. I'll be actually be in Egypt, in
yes.
Cairo that day.
Yes, you will.
And, you know, I love Egypt. There's a mysticism. There's a magic. There's something that draws you back. Unlike other countries, Egypt, and it's been some years since I've been there, and we're excited. We have a wonderful group of travel show listeners. We'll be spending 4 days in Cairo at the Four Seasons Hotel, which is my favorite hotel in Cairo, right there on the Nile, and then flying to Luxor, which is the ancient capital of Thebes. And I've always said, you've heard me say it here on the show, if you haven't been to Luxor, you haven't seen Egypt, because that's where the action is. You have the temples of Luxor, the temples of Karnak, the temples on the East Bank, and the tombs, the Valley of the Dead, the temples, the Hatshepsut, all of these on the West Bank. And I'll tell you, the best time to go, in my view, is March. I mean, it's going to be 90 degrees there. But, I mean, in the summertime, I've seen it hit 120 there in Luxor.
Wow.
And you just don't want to go. So we have an Amma Waterways River Cruise on the Nile. We're going to be seeing it all, doing it all. And, you know, Egypt, the pyramids, everybody thinks of the pyramids. The pyramids were the tombs of the pharaohs. We've talked previously on this show about the so-called Egyptian endowment, the 42 questions of Maat, the veil that you come to the partition, answer questions to enter into the presence of God. All of this in a Egyptian endowment. We'll be visiting all of that. Now, here's a question that I'm often asked when I take groups to Egypt. In statues that depict motion or movement, the pharaoh always leads with his left foot. Mm-hmm. And they say, why? Well, the Egyptians believed that when you stepped with the left foot, you would trot out evil so that the heart would proceed. You lead with your heart, which is, of course, on the left side. And interestingly, in the statues of Pharaoh, if the legs are separate, the statue is done during the Pharaoh's lifetime. If the legs are together, the statue was done when the Pharaoh was deceased. Now, we actually will have another Amma Waterways Nile cruise in March of next year. I'll give you some more details when we come back. We're going to be heading with Norwegian Cruise Line and Lisa Presley, Regional Key Accounts Director, right here on The Travel Show.
Jewelry is the greatest gift for the moments you're celebrating. With the largest selection in town, at Shane Company you'll always find meaningful and high-quality gifts in every price range. For a wedding anniversary, I recommend an amazing diamond pendant or an elegant sapphire ring for her right hand. All of our diamonds and sapphires are natural and cut to maximize their beauty. Is there a new baby in the family? Treat mom to a necklace made with 14-karat Italian gold and engraved with the baby's initials. For an upcoming birthday, or if you just want to make someone's day, consider something colorful. We have pendants, earrings, bracelets, and rings made with vibrant sapphires and popular gemstones like Morganite and London Blue Topaz. A gift of fine jewelry from Shane Company will be treasured for a lifetime. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Hi, I've got great news for you. Did you know that with Xfinity Internet, you get fast, reliable speeds to fit your needs and budget? Even Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig to power all of your devices. Just imagine, everyone at home can connect at the same time. Best of all, you could save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's a hit. Now, can your internet do that? Get started today with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Don't wait. Click on Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment in both automatic payments and paperless billing. Offer ends 3/21/2022. Restrictions apply. New Xfinity Connect customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular.
Me. That's beautiful, bro. That's an anniversary diamond.
Find the location nearest you at morganjewelers.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by the Disney dog himself, John Potter, and our Argentinian gaucho, Carlos Fida.
Yes.
We welcome you here. And, you know, The Travel Show broadcasts from the western U.S. all the way to Florida. So we have a great listening audience. And the question that I get from our audience all the time is, Larry, you've been everywhere, you've done everything, seen everything. If you could have one last vacation, what would it be? And that's a very easy one. It'd be a cruise. I love cruising. I pack and unpack once. Maybe that's the hook, Carlos. I pack and unpack one yeah. time. And all my meals and entertainment are included in one very affordable price, seeing exciting ports of call. And today on The Travel Show, we have one of our favorite people back with us, Lisa Presley, with Norwegian Cruise Line Regional Key Accounts Director. Lisa, welcome to The Travel Show.
Thank you, Larry. I'm very excited to be here. I always love spending time with you and talking about my favorite vacation style, of course, cruising.
Yeah, I figured that would probably be the case. You know, John, you've been telling me that there's a lot of interest. You're getting a lot of calls about Alaska.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And there's really two type of itineraries, aren't there?
There is.
Which are?
You have the round trip Seattle, the Inside Passage, And then you have the Vancouver to
kind
Seward
of a north
or
south.
Vice versa.
Yeah. And that also includes the Inside Passage, you know,
right.
Glaciers and some combination of Skagway or Icy Straits, Juneau, mm-hmm. Ketchikan. Lisa, NCL has made a big investment in Alaska. You now have coming up this summer, the travel recovery's in full swing. Five ships in Alaska. What's going on up there with you?
We do, and the reason is because Alaska's become such a destination that everybody wants to visit. You know, and it's really one of those vacation styles that you can take your grandkids, your children, and just enjoy as a family. But I want to reiterate, when you talk about itineraries, O'Leary, I think you're going to agree with me on this. The best itinerary, I think, there is out there is the one where you can either do a north or a southbound sailing and add extra time onto your cruise and include a land vacation with it.
You know, that's very, very true. The difference between a round-trip Seattle and what I call the north-south is usually about a day. Typically, in a north-south, you're going to have two glacier viewing opportunities or 2 days in most itineraries, not all. On the round trip Seattle one. Now they're both absolutely fantastic, but I have said to people, if you look only at the Alaska itinerary, I clearly like the north south because it's just more of wilderness Alaska, Lisa.
It is, and when we talk about Alaska, I get real excited. I've been there 10 times and I'm actually going up again for vacation this May for my 11th. I love all the itineraries. Right?
You know that. I'm sorry. That really says something, Lisa. You are in the travel business, in the cruise business. You're on cruise ships all the time, and when you take your personal vacation, said I'm going to go on a cruise to Alaska. I mean, that's kind of it. Now, I do want to talk about what I have said on this program repeatedly. That in my 40-plus years in the travel industry, I've seen a lot of promotions come and go. But seriously, the current promotion that NCL has is the finest travel promotion I have seen in my 40-plus years. Why don't you share it with us?
I totally agree. It's such a high value. It's over $2,400 and includes unlimited beverages, specialty dining, Wi-Fi credit, shore excursion credits, and I think the highest value of them all happens to be the buy one, get one free airfare.
You know, that's very tough to beat. Now, we broadcast from the Rocky Mountains to Florida and Texas and all of that, but we often, when we have examples, I use Salt Lake City because we can't give examples from 50 different cities, okay? John, now, rates do vary by departure date and are subject to availability,
yes.
But what have we been seeing if you were to buy a Salt Lake-Miami airline ticket on cruise weekend when the airlines jack the prices around?
Mm-hmm.
What do we typically see if you just bought the air yourself?
$500-$600 per person.
So for a couple, $1,000 to
$1,200. Yes.
Lisa, that's a fair number, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Now, again, rates vary by departure date, but what have we been seeing? Salt Lake to South Florida, Miami, to pick up an NCL on their buy one, get one free.
Starting at $249.
And for the second person?
Free.
That's an effective rate, Lisa, of $125. Now, we've only got about 2 minutes left. I want to talk about the Prima, the brand new ship, which, by the way, I'll be introducing a special sailing in Europe 2023 on this particular one. Tell us about the Prima.
Oh, the Prima is our new ship, and she's actually a new class of ships for Norwegian Cruise Line. She's making her debut in August of this year, actually. And this is a ship that's got an elevated experience for our guests. She's got more wide open spaces. She has 8 specialty restaurants on board, Larry, because, you know, when I cruise, it's all about food. And I'm just excited to be able to experience this ship. Even she has a food hall where we're going to have like a food trucks around with the ship. And it's going to be centered on deck 8, which is going to be wide open spaces with an infinity pool, Oh, Larry, she's going to be wonderful. Your group is going to love this show.
You know, this group, and don't call us about it now, but it's next year. It'll be London, the UK, Norway, the Fjords, and on to Iceland aboard the Prima. Lisa, we have about 30 seconds left. I want to ask you the big question. There are so many good cruise choices out there. Why Norwegian?
Couple different reasons. Number one, I worked for another cruise line for many, many years, too, so I feel very educated that I can share this. Our staff on board, we have a staff that truly does care about our guests. They'll talk to you. They want to know how your vacation is doing. And our food. Our food is so elevated, Larry. We have, I think, in our dining rooms, food that our other competitors would charge for in their specialty.
They really would. We're speaking to Lisa Presley, Regional Accounts, Strategic Accounts Manager for Norwegian Cruise Lines. Thanks so much for joining us on The Travel Show. We'll be back with more here on The Travel Show.
Are your golden years proving to be not so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of a spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You've spent years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're located right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME.
Spirits and diamonds from Russia. This has been an NBC News Radio special report, the Russian invasion of Ukraine. I'm Michael Kastner.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, where you always travel more and pay less. Now, John, we
yes.
have two of our favorite people in the whole world on the show today.
We do. Yes.
Me and Carlos.
Yes. Thank you for including me.
And John, the trifecta. No, seriously, we have two of our favorite people. Abby Bunnell, who is a well-known radio personality here in Utah, and Mark Falmo, my partner in crime / travel for the last, so many years. Abby, welcome to The Travel Show.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to come in here on this show. You know, this is my favorite show. It never feels like it's proper work in radio. This is just like fun.
And Mark Falmo, you're joining us remotely.
Yes, hi, Abby. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, you too, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, doing well. Sorry I can't be in studio, but this is the next best thing.
Well, every year, and we got interrupted by the pandemic.
Yes,
but every year, Abby Bunnell hosts a UK tour. And by the way, I don't know if you heard that last segment where we exposed the secret that St. Patrick's was actually British. He wasn't Irish. He was kidnapped when he was 16.
See.
Yeah, he's English.
Our tentacles are everywhere.
Are everywhere. Well, Abby hosts a tour that's quite comprehensive of England, Wales, and Scotland. Mm. And immediately after, Mark Faldmo, who would live in Ireland if his wife Bev would allow it. And on some days, she would send him there alone. But, Abby, what is it about the UK? And I'm going to include Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and England, all mm-hmm. of that, mm-hmm. British. What is it that has such a capture upon the American public?
Well, I think a lot of people in North America have many, you know, they have a lot of heritage. A lot of their family came over here. You know, they caught the Mayflower and came over. There's all kinds of fabulous connections from culture and history. And I think it's the history. People love to go to Britain because it's so old and quaint and it's around every corner. And they
kind
can't
of like
believe
Carlos.
It. No.
Oh, he's giving
he's
me
a young
the evil
buck.
Eye.
Carlos
no, it
is a young
it
buck.
Is. It with that. And Mark, what is it? I mean, everybody says they're Irish. there's more people claiming to be Irish here in the United States than in Ireland. What is it about Ireland, Mark, that just captures us?
You know, there's just a magical feeling about it. The people of Ireland are some of the happiest, friendliest people in the world, and they're just happy to have you come. We've talked about destinations that have an aura about it. I mean, it just seems like you can feel it. It's green almost year-round, and it's got such an interesting history, as Abby mentioned as well. And, you know, the Irish people are so proud of they're a very independent people.
Yeah,
and,
no kidding.
And they're proud of Ireland, you know, so it just has such a great feeling. It's beautiful. There's castles all over. There are just wonderful, wonderful things in Ireland.
Now, these are two separate tours, and we, again, pre-pandemic, did them every year. John, how fast do these tours sell out?
Oh, very fast. They're sold out a few months after they go up for sale.
And most people do them back to back because yes. Abby's tour will leave the United States September 21st of this year, and you say aloha, adios to everyone. You finish September 30th.
In Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh, up in Scotland. Now, Mark's tour will leave the United States September 29th and arrive in Dublin on the 30th. So those folks, again, usually two-thirds, three-quarters of your group continue on. I mean, you're in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it just dovetails. So that morning, early in the morning, my group heads back to Edinburgh Airport and we fly back to the United States. And the other group separates from us and they just literally fly over to Ireland. And often I'm ready to sneak over to Ireland behind them.
I don't blame you. Now, Abby, I mentioned England.
Yes.
Wales and Scotland.
Yes.
Very briefly, what
yes.
are some of the highlights of the tour? And by all means, I want you to mention Odlum.
Audlem.
Audlem.
Yes, you never get it right.
That. I always say Audlem.
Always.
I'm a garish American.
Well, I'll just give you just like the highlights of it. I think we have this down marvelously. These are all of my favorite places. Of course, we have to go to London, the beautiful, exciting city, and we take one of my favorite things is taking that cruise down the River Thames. You just sit back and you just see all these sights going by you, and you just
history
can't believe it.
Everywhere you
it
look.
It never gets old. I could do this every day of my life. And so we're actually located in Kensington, which is a beautiful part
lovely
of London.
Lovely neighborhood.
You can get everywhere there from that center. Now, we're also going to add Blenheim Castle Palace this time, which is absolutely fabulous in Oxfordshire. It's the seat of the Duke of Marlborough. Amazing. It's actually a World Heritage Site. The gardens are spectacular, let alone the home. The Cotswolds. Who doesn't want to go to the Cotswolds?
I was going to ask you, the Cotswolds. That is everything you imagine a wee village to be.
It's idyllic.
It is. It is.
It's limestone cottages and thatched
now,
roofs.
Now, you do take us to Audlem.
Hang on.
Did I get that?
Audlem, yes. And we're going to stay in the Roman walled city of Chester, which is literally just up the road from my beautiful, picturesque 13th century village. My family still live there. It's in the most southerly village in Cheshire. We're right on the Welsh border. And all my school friends are still there, so they can't wait for the Americans
now,
to arrive.
One of the tales and stories that I love, and I think it was the first tour, I don't know if they do this every time, but most tour groups don't go to Audlem.
No.
But when the bus rolled in, all the citizens, people that you grew up with,
yeah.
were there waving the American flag.
Yeah, Judy McKelvey. So this is a really quaint, phenomenal, it's one of the prettiest, picturesque villages. And of course it is off, unless you're British and know it, you wouldn't really kind of go there, but it's a fabulous place. Judy McKelvey lives in the center of the village. That business has been there since 1862. And she
when
went
Carlos
to school.
Carlos was just a young man.
Yeah, when Carlos was kicking his clogs. So but now it's like the fifth, sixth generation, and that shop is still there, which is wonderful. The beautiful Shropshire Union Canal, and we have lunch there in an ancient pub, which everybody just loves. They never forget it.
And then you continue on very briefly, give us the highlights of Wales and Scotland. Then I want to hear from Mark about Ireland, because most of you will do both tours.
Okay, very quickly. We're staying in that Roman wall city of Chester, which is spectacular. It's a posh city, I'll tell you that. It has lovely Elizabethan buildings. And then we're going to take a train ride up the summit of Snowdon. This is the second highest mountain in England. It's in the Snowdonia National Park. Sweeping vistas. The last time we took this train ride, the sheep stopped the train. We all had to sit there and wait for the sheep to cross the track. And it, on a good day, you can see Ireland. How about that on a clear day?
No
kidding.
Which is
incredible. Yeah, and then we head off up to the Highlands, to Scotland. This year, we're going to add a ferry trip on Loch Lomond, again in another beautiful national park. Castles, stone cottages, Edinburgh Castle. And last time, I'm just going to wrap it up with this. When we were at Holyrood Palace,
oh,
we
saw
Princess Anne walk out.
No kidding.
Because it's where the British monarchs will stay when they're visiting Scotland. And I was with two of our guests, two lovely sisters, and I said, hey, up, something's up. Their secret, you know, is equivalent to the Secret Service. Princess Anne came out and waved at us.
Again, those dates are September 21 to 30 of this year. Now, Mark, you are going back to Ireland, and run us through your tour, which starts in Dublin.
You know, and I just might mention something Abby might be interested in. We have four couples that have signed up for this already, and this is their third time through on these
tours. Doing this very same tour.
Yeah.
I've got repeat customers, yeah.
Yeah, they were back at John's desk, and he was signing them up. I mean, that's how good these tours are. People absolutely love them. You know, in Ireland, we're going to arrive in Dublin, but not stay the first night. We go over to Cork area, and we go to the Rock of Cashel. Quite an interesting historic place for the Irish people. You talked about St. Patrick. It was here that the Christianity really got its start in Ireland, and a very interesting story and an interesting place. And then we go to the Blarney Stone, Blarney Castle, and you and I have joked, Larry, you kiss the Blarney Stone, you get the gift of gab. I've often said, not only did you kiss it, you made out with it, you got the greatest gift of gab anybody I know.
I made out with the Blarney Stone.
Then to Killarney, which is absolutely beautiful town in the southwest part of Ireland, probably the most beautiful part of Ireland.
You know,
and you really feel like you're in Ireland in Killarney.
Mark, everything that you dream Ireland to be, I think, is in Killarney. It's buildings different colors, some of them tilting different ways, and small shops, small pubs and restaurants. It is the quintessential Ireland.
Yeah, and from there we go to Dingle Peninsula, which juts out into the Atlantic, and you can just picture the large Atlantic waves coming and breaking on the shores as we drive this beautiful peninsula. One of the best places in the world to get fish and chips.
The
I have a favorite
best
restaurant there. I will take people there, and the best ice cream in the little shop down the road from there. And then up to the Cliffs of Moher. You know, those who have seen The Princess Bride, and that was the Cliffs of Moher, and they are really spectacular. As they jut straight up out of the Atlantic. Then we go to Dromoland. The highlight of the tour is Dromoland Castle. We stay there for two nights, and this is a real honest-to-goodness castle built in the 15th century. And now it has 100 rooms. They didn't build castles with 100 rooms, but they've kept everything in style exactly how it was. And I love taking people into the lobby as they come in. I mean, their jaws just drop. They've got the knight armor, you know, there and everything. It's like they say, wow, this is a real castle. And it really is. It's fun to stay there, be treated like a king or a queen for a few days. Then we come and finish in Dublin, some interesting things in Dublin to see, and then home. So it's just a great overview.
It is a fantastic. We're speaking to Mark Faldmo with Morris Columbus Travel, who will be your personal host and tour guide in Ireland, and the lovely and talented Abby Bunnell, well-known radio personality, who will be taken to the UK. One comment on Dromoland Castle. It's set on 450 acres. Well, all of these details at mmetours.com, mmetours.com. Mark and Abby, thank you for joining us here on the Travel Show.
Thank you,
and will
Larry.
You come back, Abby?
Anytime.
And Mark, will you come back?
I think you could talk me into it.
I think we probably could. Hey, well, when we come back here on the Travel Show, we're going to give you the latest update. Emperor Fauci has just given an announcement on the mask mandate that is due to expire this week. We'll give you the update of what he's decided. And things are changing in Hawaii. All this and more on today's Travel Show.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, I've got great news for you. Did you know that with Xfinity Internet, you get fast, reliable speeds to fit your needs and budget? Even Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig to power all of your devices. Just imagine, everyone at home can connect at the same time. Best of all, you could save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's a hit. Now, can your Internet do that? Get started today with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Don't wait. Click on Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment in both automatic payments and paperless billing. Offer ends 3/21/2022. Restrictions apply. New Xfinity Connect customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo,
new Safe Money Miracle Book, 855-355-SAFE. That's 855-355-7233.
You're listening to the Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to the Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, your humble host, the Baron of Truth in Travel, the Mahalari of Travel. Humility, a character trait I've never been accused of. I plead not guilty. And I'm joined by two of my good friends, John Potter and Carlos Fida, both with Morris Columbus Travel. You can contact any of the Morris Columbus Travel offices for all your travel needs. Both Carlos and John are in our bountiful office. We'd love to have you stop by. You can see us from the freeway right there on I-15 at the 5th South exit in scenic Bountiful, Utah. Well, your good friend, Emperor Fauci, that's what I call him. And I take some grief for calling him that, but I don't care. Emperor Fauci and the CDC just gave an announcement. The mandatory mask mandate on airplanes is set to expire Friday, March 18th.
I'm flying Friday. So does that mean I'm free to go?
That's correct, John. You're free to go. I'll tell you where to go and how to get there. Anyway, what did the CDC, they've just come out with an announcement about it's gone or extended?
It's been extended through April 18th. They've just extended it 30 days. So any public transportation, you're still required to wear a mask, including inside the airports.
That's right. Now, I think, and this is just a prediction, that it will be done away with, assuming no explosion in variants or anything like that. I mean, we're really at a herd immunity right now. And I don't think it will be extended past April 18th. I certainly hope not.
I don't think it will, but who knows?
You know, one of the funniest photos and news stories that I saw was an American Airlines flight. I believe it was Washington National to Boston. And, you know, they were just militant in enforcing 6 feet apart as you board the plane.
Right.
And then they sold every seat on the plane, and you were shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
And I never could kind of figure that one out.
No, it makes no sense.
Now, one of the places that we've seen enormous interest in is Hawaii. And they've had some very strict entry requirements. In fact, I know people who didn't meet them, and when they arrived in Hawaii, were put on the next plane back to the mainland.
It's sad when you're
personally know people that they've done this.
When you're deported from your own country, is sad.
That's right. So, John, Hawaii has changed their entry requirements, which used to be you either do a 14-day quarantine or you have negative COVID tests. There's vaccination requirements. To go to Hawaii, coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, starting March 26th is when this goes into effect. You can go to Hawaii. That is simply the end of the statement.
End of discussion.
No requirements for testing, no requirements for quarantine, no requirements for vaccinations. You're good to go.
Now, that's kind of like it used to be.
Yes, it is. Just like if you're going to Florida today. But again, this starts March 26th. So if you're going before March 26th, the old protocols still apply where you have to go in and do the Safe Travel app.
So just hold off going until
March 26th.
That's right.
So Larry and I are going in May, and we'll be okay.
Well, that's on that 13-night Hawaii to Tahiti cruise. I am so excited.
Oh,
they don't
too.
Do this every year. It's kind of a one-off sailing, and it's going to be exciting. It really is going to be good. You know, we talk about Hawaii, and there is a draw. There's an aloha spirit that pulls us in. What is that that we just, you know, want to go back again and again?
Well, as we've talked about before, it's the spirit you feel there. The second you land, you feel a calming, a peace. I'm at home. It is just awesome. The people, the beauty, the smells, the food, it's all just amazing.
It really is. I think Hawaii is an incredibly good bargain, especially on Oahu. I'm seeing prices go higher on Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island because people are coming back in record numbers. But Honolulu, which I love Honolulu. I love Waikiki.
Oh,
yeah,
I
know
too.
It's jumbled. I know it's crowded. But there's a charm about it. And the island of Oahu. Now, rates do vary by departure date, and we gave this example a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can fly round trip to Salt Lake Honolulu and stay at the 3.5-star Sheraton Princess Kailani.
Mm-hmm. Very nice hotel.
And what's my price?
$849.
Now, that is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Because I mean, insane good, because it's round-trip airfare, 6 days, 5 nights hotel. And the Sheraton Princess Kailani, which we call the PK, is perfectly located on Kalakaua Avenue, which is the main drag through
you're
Waikiki.
Across the street from Waikiki Beach.
Yeah, you really are. $849, that's taxes, hotel, airfare. The only thing they don't include is those evil resort fees, which have to be collected on site.
Right.
Now, I always have said, let's shop value, not just price.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got $849, a good deal, Carlos, at the Sheraton PK.
It really is.
But I can upgrade for about $20 a day and move from a good 3.5-star hotel to the ultra deluxe Hyatt Regency Waikiki. You've stayed there.
I have. Yes,
for $20 a day, $969, 6 days, 5 nights. When you're looking at travel, always look at not just the price, but shop value. What would an upgrade cost me? What would it to move to a deluxe hotel? Well, we come back in the second hour. We're going to be giving away a free cruise. Yeah, right here on the Travel Show.
Before I called Happy Valley, I checked your Google reviews. Those reviews are great.
Daryl talks about Happy Valley Clinic's focused wave therapy for men's ED.
I got going on this. and it works. That's awesome.
We are Utah County's premier wellness clinic, showcasing focused wave therapy, the most powerful ED technology available.
Brock Roberts of Happy Valley Clinic.
Call us at 833-ED-NO-FUN, 833-ED-NO-FUN, for a free consultation and trial treatment, a $650 value. Put the happy back in your relationship.
Blinds.com is celebrating our 26th anniversary by giving you up to 45% off everything site-wide. Blinds.com makes getting new window treatments fast, affordable, and easy. Whether you DIY or have one of our local pros handle installation, experience for yourself why we're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Go to Blinds.com right now for anniversary savings of up to 45%.
And bring your dream ring to life.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Welcome back to hour number two of The Travel Show, the best 2 hours in radio. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter. And we'll hear from the Disney dog later in this hour about what's going on with all things Disney. And of course, our Argentinian gaucho, Carlos Fina, who will be taking us to Ecuador and Antarctica in the next segment. Well, John, a lot of things are happening out at Salt Lake City Airport. They continue to grow and expand.
Yeah.
And we have a very special guest with us today, Nate Levin, the Air Service Development Manager at Salt Lake's International Airport. Nate, welcome to the Travel Show.
Thank you so much. It's good to be with you, Larry.
It is. You know, I got to tell you, I've had a couple of flights last month and this month. Things are busy at the Salt Lake International Airport. What's going on out there?
They are busy. We've actually had some of the busiest days at the airport the last couple of weeks in February and March since the pandemic began. The airport has really bounced back from the trough that we experienced on the onset of the pandemic. A lot of this is being fueled by the ski traffic. Utah is a very popular ski destination, as we well know, and as people are looking to get outside and get out of their basements and get some fresh air, Utah is a popular place for people to come.
It really is. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, we're expecting things to just get busier as spring and summer approaches, as the pandemic is waning and people are eager to get out and explore. Utah is going to continue to be a popular destination.
You know, what's really exciting as a travel junkie myself is that the new airport has room for more airlines and new service, both domestic flights and international. We will be welcoming three airlines, one of which actually has flown in Salt Lake before. Why don't you go through the new airlines that are joining us in Salt Lake City?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you. It's an exciting time at the airport. We're a new airport, and with that comes the ability to grow with more airlines and more service. Eurowings Discover is a new airline that will be starting service here on May 23rd with nonstop flights to Frankfurt, Germany. That'll be a first.
It really will. I'm really excited about that one, Nate. You know, Eurowings, which is the low-cost subsidiary of Lufthansa, German Airlines, nonstop to Frankfurt, and then connections with Lufthansa throughout Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. Now, that starts May 23rd. It will be seasonal. How about Spirit Airlines? They're coming, and that's a low-cost airline. When I say low-cost, I don't mean low-quality. I'm talking about the price of the ticket.
Yes, it's a low-fare carrier that'll be starting service on May 26th. They'll be starting to Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and Orlando, which are popular destinations for Utahns to travel to. Especially if you're traveling with large families, it'll be a more affordable option for you, so we're excited about Spirit. And then, as you mentioned, another carrier is returning to Salt Lake City. That's Air Canada, with nonstop flights to Toronto. That'll be year-round beginning on June 3rd. So we're excited to welcome back Air Canada.
You know, I really am pleased because out of Toronto, maybe that's your destination, but when Air Canada was serving Salt Lake pre-pandemic, they had some of the most incredible, affordable fares to Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. Now, very briefly, we've just got a little bit of time left, Nate. Delta, KLM, have made some big announcements about service to Salt Lake. Why don't you review those with us?
Sure, love to. So when the pandemic hit, a lot of our international flights were suspended, and we're happy to announce that this spring and summer, those are coming back. So this last Monday, Delta's Paris flight resumed daily, year-round. On March 27th, KLM's Amsterdam flight will resume, and that'll be seasonal, March through October. Delta has also announced the return of London's flight, which will resume on June 6th. That'll be daily from June through October and possibly extend into the winter season. And then Delta is also resuming their Toronto and Vancouver, Canada flights on May 27th and June 6th, respectively. And those will be daily year-round service. So lots of great things coming our way at the airport this season.
We're speaking to Nate Levin, Air Service Development Manager for the Salt Lake City International Airport. Nate, thank you for joining us on the Travel Show. You've given us a lot of new flights. And one of the things I want to say is support all the airlines, but I like to see people support the new entrants that keeps them here. Nate, thanks so much for joining us here on the Travel Show.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
John, this is exciting times for the Salt Lake Airport.
Yes, it is.
It really is. We have a free cruise giveaway that 1 week from today we're going to announce a winner. Mm-hmm. Give me the details.
All right. It's with Royal Caribbean, and it's for cruises. You have to cruise before the end of May, and it can be anywhere from 3 to 11 days in length. You get the cruise for free. You have to pay the taxes, the gratuities, and airfare to get there.
You got
to
get to the ship.
Yes.
Now, the choice of options, now it is subject to availability. Obviously, they can't put you on a sold-out ship.
That's right.
But you will get to choose Europe, Alaska, Caribbean, Northeast U.S. sailings, and, of course, the Navigator of the Seas, one of my favorite ships, sailing to Mexico and the Mexican Riviera out of Los Angeles. Now, mm-hmm. there's nothing to buy.
No.
But you do have to register on or before Tuesday, March the 15th. Where do I register?
And I forgot already. Isn't it a cruise giveaway?
I tossed you a softball.
You did. And I struck
you
out.
You blew this last week.
I did.
All right. It is travelshowprize.com.
That's right. Travelshowprize.com.
You know, I just can't take you any places anymore.
I guess that means I can't win it if I don't know the address.
Yeah, I mean, do you think it'd be suspicious if I pulled out my own name?
I think it might be, yes.
All right, now we're going to do that drawing. You have to enter by Tuesday, mm-hmm. and we will announce it on Saturday.
Yep, next Saturday, a week from today.
I'm going to give you a chance for redemption. We all believe about repentance. Mm-hmm. The website?
Travelshowprize.com.
Another sterling scholar I've got here with me. Hey, Delta Vacations has a double discount. What are the details? And can you remember these?
Then I can remember. With Delta Vacations, if you have a Delta Sky Miles frequent flyer number, not the credit card, but the number, you can get up to a $350 discount for a vacation package, including air and hotel, with Delta Vacations to any of their destinations.
And it really is a double discount because you are guaranteed an air and hotel discount. For example, that Sheraton Princess Kailani $849, I priced that thing out if you bought the hotel and air separately, and it was over $1,200. Buying them as a package, $849.
Yes.
So that's the first one, a double discount. Then with Delta Vacations, another discount up to what?
$350.
And the amount of the discount depends on the length of the trip, where you're going, and the price of your package.
Correct.
I also want to remind you that Best of State, now that applies to Utah, bestofstate.org are taking nominations for the best this, the best that. And did you know that the current Best of State winner is Morris Columbus Travel from Columbus Travel last year.
Yeah.
We were awarded the Best of State, the best travel company, Morris Columbus Travel.
And that wasn't the first time either.
No, it wasn't. You can make a nomination and have all the categories listed at bestofstate.org, but the deadline for submissions is March the 15th. What is that? Tuesday.
Yes.
That has to be done Tuesday. I'd also like to invite you to join me on my YouTube channel. You know, every week when we announce this, I get a bunch of more subscribers. It is so much fun. YouTube.com/getawayguru. And it's a free subscription. So you go to any one of my 50 plus travel videos at YouTube.com/getawayguru. Click on the subscribe button. And then you'll see a bell, like think Liberty Bell.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hit that and check all notifications, which simply means, no, you're not going to get a text, a phone call, or an email. But when you sign in the next time to YouTube, it'll tell you if I've posted a new video. YouTube.com/getawayguru. Now, I want you to tease us with a Disney update, and we'll be finishing it in the next segment. We got about 30 seconds. Tease me.
It's going to be all about Walt Disney World in Florida today.
And that is the Magic Kingdom. Disneyland, which a lot of people call the Magic Kingdom, actually is not.
It is not.
It is, what do you call Disneyland? Just Disneyland?
Disneyland.
Disneyland, the Magic Kingdom. Also, Carlos will be taking us to Ecuador and the Galapagos and catch this voyage to Antarctica. All this and more on today's travel show. The other thing I do want to mention is we have three AMA Waterways river cruises with Oberammergau in June. We have one cabin on each sailing left. All that and more when we come back with the Disney dog himself, John Potter.
Men, your health isn't about any one problem. Whether you're struggling with your weight or dealing with symptoms of low testosterone or ED, you need a specialized healthcare professional who understands the big picture. So, I want to tell you about Revive Men's Health. For the last 10 years, Revive Men's Health has helped tens of thousands of men with clinically backed treatments for low T and ED. Now, Revive Men's Health is bringing this breakthrough approach to weight loss. Revive will create a weight loss plan specifically for you, built on custom nutrition and metabolism boosting treatments that are backed up by ongoing support to make sure you keep that weight off. Revive Men's Health specializes in custom treatments for men. So what are you waiting for? It's time to rethink your approach to weight loss. Backed by 10 years of experience, Revive Men's Health can help you. Call 844-4-REVIVE to schedule a personalized and confidential consultation today. Or visit revivemenshealth.com to schedule an appointment.
Hi, I've got great news for you. Did you know that with Xfinity Internet, you get fast, reliable speeds to fit your needs and budget? Even Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig to power all of your devices. Just imagine, everyone at home can connect at the same time. Best of all, you could save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's a hit. Now, can your internet do that? Get started today with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Don't wait. Click on Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment in both automatic payments and paperless billing. Offer ends 3/21/2022. Restrictions apply. New Xfinity Connect customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular.
Alone. You need someone to fight for you.
We ended up settling for $1,000.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the Getaway Guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the Disney dogs and South America. Everything here on The Travel Show. John, you teased us and we're all a flitter with what's going on at Disney.
Well, this is one thing that I am so excited about. Since, well, for the past 3 years, they've been building a new attraction at the Magic Kingdom in Walt Disney World, Florida, called Tron Light Cycle Run. And it was supposed to be open for the 60th anniversary, and of course the pandemic happened and it kind of put everything back. They have not announced when the ride will be open, but they have begun the testing phase of the ride, and progress will be visible from Tomorrowland, as they will see the trains launching and going. So this is great news. I can hardly wait to ride this ride. They have it in Shanghai Disneyland, and it's the top attraction.
Well, I'll be Shanghai'd, hoodwinked, and a Bendigo.
Yeah, it's going to be great. On April 22nd, a lot of the parades and stage shows are coming back, and including the Fantasy Fair Parade, which has a fire-breathing Maleficent dragon, and it is a cool parade. It is so fun.
Only in your fantasy land, John.
Exactly. So that's coming up April 22nd. And then lastly, they've announced they're bringing back another one of their tours, again starting April 22nd. It's the Starlight Safari. You go out through the safari in the Animal Kingdom after dark, and get to see the species
at
night. It just sounds like an amazing thing. Of course, it will be an extra tour, but it's going to be a fun tour to do.
You know, that is exciting. I do it a little differently because every year I take a group to Africa, and we are out on the Serengeti in the evening seeing the animals. And it's spectacular. Carlos.
Yes, sir.
Bienvenidos a Travel Show.
Muchas gracias, señor. ¿Lo hacemos en español o en inglés? ¿Qué quieres?
Tú y yo hablamos en español, pero para los oyentes, habla inglés, por favor.
That's your excuse for not speaking proper Spanish.
I was speaking Quechua.
Yes.
Okay, you and I have been to Ecuador. We've been all over South America. I think this first thing, Ecuador and Galapagos, is one of the most exciting itineraries in the world.
It is. It is for many reasons. We have created something new. We just don't navigate every single day and we see water, more water, more water. What we see is island after island because we have a lodge in every place where we can in these five different islands. This is an amazing trip. Besides, we go also to the rainforest, which is very unusual. People say, well, you always talk about the cloud forest. Yes, the cloud forest. This is the rainforest on the Napo River. The Napo River is the major tributary of the Amazon. We will see the lodge, and also we will see the Otavalo Indian Market. We will see Cotacachi, where you can spend as much as you want in leather articles.
No, you know, Ecuador, I don't know if it's on everybody's radar, but it should be. It's an iconic, classical, historical city. I mean, it's goes back to colonial times, cobblestone.
Quito is a beautiful city. Honestly, it is. You know, the interesting thing is that this is a trip not just to the Galapagos only, which I call this trip Return to Paradise, of course, without Adam and Eve. But that's what we are.
Lo siento.
I'm so sorry about that. No, we cannot have Adam and Eve there. But anyway, so the wonderful thing is that we also see things that are different from a different perspective, another way of seeing things, you know, in this island. One of the island, all you see are all kinds of birds. The other ones, you hear the marine iguanas, you see the
Seals.
I mean, everything. You also can snorkel with sharks. That's a kind of a different thing, you know?
Yeah, tax season, I'm doing that anyway. You know what impresses me about the Galapagos Islands? There's nothing like it anywhere in the world. It's a return to paradise. What it must have been like in the Garden of Eden with respect to humans and animals, the animals have no fear. They've never learned to fear man, and they will walk right up to you, look at you. Again, it's an incredible experience. It's unreal.
You know, Darwin made these islands very famous, of course, because of the...
Well, he did his family history there.
Yeah. And
genealogy.
He did our genealogy, where we come from, where we descend
from. I'll be a monkey's uncle.
But anyway, this tour, we are filling up this tour. You know, we only take 10 couples. And that's all we can take. And so that will be September 9th to the 22nd.
Very good. Now, Antarctica. I mean, this is a journey to the ends of the earth.
You know, very famous now because they found a few days ago the ship were sunk in the ice in the Weddell Sea in 1915 when Shackleton was trying to reach the North Pole,
they
the
found
South Pole.
South Pole.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is this. He tried to reach the Paul never made it there, of course, but he became even more more famous, and it became big news when he returned with all the crew that he had on the ship. And
that's the most amazing story. Of course, there's been movies about that.
Yes.
Now, we want to visit Antarctica in our winter, which is summertime south of the equator.
That's right. It will be. We are going there February 9th until the 26th. It's a 14-day tour. And believe me, Larry, the price starts at $2,149 per passenger on double occupancy. That is an amazing price for a 14-day tour. But we also go to Buenos Aires, of course, and we also go to Iguazu Falls. You know, we take those additional
excursions. I love Buenos Aires. It's called the Paris of South America. The buildings, the architectures, the boulevards and plazas. Well, you can get all the details on Ecuador and Galapagos, Return to Paradise. The dates on that are September 9th to the 22nd. And then the voyage to Antarctica, which is February 9th to the 26th of next year, 2023. So Galapagos is this year, September. Antarctica, of course, you want to go in there summertime. And it doesn't get beastly cold. You know, typical high is in the mid to high 30s.
Yeah, that's it.
You're wearing a jacket, but it's good. Well, anyway, all those details at mmetours.com. Carlos will be your personal host and tour guide. Nobody better with to visit Latin America. We have a very special report coming up in the next segment about the number one memory in travel. You don't want to miss this right here on The Travel Show.
Seeing our designs come to life, then posted and shared on social media, makes my day. I'm a jewelry designer at Shane Company. Our design team is excited to bring you new and unique engagement ring and wedding band styles throughout the year. We travel the world for inspiration, concepting and creating fresh designs. Visit Shane Company to see a broad selection of bridal looks we've perfected just for you. New styles ahead of the trends. We have floral and feminine looks, art deco, and modern designs, as well as all the classics. Once you find an engagement ring you love, we have so many options to make it uniquely yours. For your center stone, we offer natural diamonds in 10 different shapes, as well as vibrant sapphires in over a dozen colors. Or you can choose a ruby, aquamarine, or peach morganite. Then add your own touch with an elegant decorative crown and engraving. So come in and bring.
This has been an NBC News Radio special report, The Russian Invasion of Ukraine. I'm Michael Kastner.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel. Contact any of the Morris Columbus Travel offices where you always travel more and pay less. We have got, Carlos, a very exciting segment here.
Of course,
I mean, we have been talking about this all week.
It is a tasty segment.
It is a tasty.
That's what it is.
I'd like to welcome Arnie Lay Costa, our dear friend. Arnie Lay, welcome to The Travel Show.
Thanks for having me today, guys. It's great
you
to
know,
be here.
When we travel, I mean, we remember the things that we've seen and the places and the beauty, mm-hmm. but the number one memory is what?
You know, it's funny. I've traveled a lot in Latin America, lived in Latin America, been around. I've seen you know, the Christ statue at Rio de Janeiro. I've seen the beautiful lights of Colombia as you look over the valleys. And you, I've been to all these. Mexico City is this vibrant cultural city. But if you really ask me what I remember the food.
The food. We always remember the food. Yes.
We really do. Now, we talk about Latino, Hispanic. I think a lot of people don't have an understanding. We talk about Latino foods, Hispanic foods, or cultures and people. What is the difference, gentlemen? And I use that word loosely.
We do the same. We do the same.
What is the difference between Latino and Hispanic?
Yeah, I mean, you know, all everybody in Latin America could be called Latinos. Brazilians fit in that, and so do people from Argentina or people from Cuba. You know, we're all Latinos because it's part of the language, the Latin.
Well, the root yeah. of our languages is Latin. That's Latin where it was spoken in the Middle Ages, you know, especially by the church, by the British and the, you know, and everybody else. But who are the Latins? Latin is a root. We can call the Italians are Latins.
That's
of
right.
course.
So are Romanians. You
know, that's right, because they have, that's exactly the same thing.
Now, Hispanics are also people from Spain. Spanish
have some
Hispanic.
Spanish connection.
Right, Spanish
so
language.
Are speaking Spanish. So Argentina would be Hispanic,
right.
but Brazil would not. And
right.
of course, I want to mention that Arnie Lay is Brazilian, yep. lived in Brazil. In fact, you've lived and traveled all over South America. Your business, you have family still in Brazil.
Yep.
You've lived in Colombia, Brazil, and
Mexico.
Mexico. Now, Central America would be considered Hispanic.
Yes.
And Latino.
Yep.
But Mexico, it doesn't fit into that. Norte America.
Yeah, Mexico's North America.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let's talk about food.
No. Let's make a differentiation here between languages, which
okay.
I think is very important. You know, all of South America, with a few exceptions in the north part, they speak Spanish or Portuguese.
Yep.
Now, what is Portuguese? Portuguese is Spanish badly spoken.
Oh,
right?
No, Carlos, come on.
Está bien.
Yes, I got
no, well, he got that
no,
one in.
No,
he
sir.
Got them in.
No,
he got that
no,
one. Let's talk about Brazil. I
yeah.
love Brazil. You know, one of the great myths about South America, even Central America, is I hear this, and you tell me if you don't hear it, Carlos, in the travel business. We're talking about South America and people say, oh, I've been to Mexico.
Yeah. yeah, right.
I mean, and the food is different in every country. Sure, you'll see some similarities, just
yeah.
like you'll see similarities here in America with Europe. But the food, the culture, the spices are so different. So let's focus on
yeah.
Brazil. What are some of the most favorite foods in Brazil?
You know, I think a lot of people here in Utah and in the areas around here are familiar with, like, Rodizio and the churrascarias
yes,
and these
yes,
kind of things.
Right,
but
you are.
Feijoada is one of the first things that you
yes.
think
kind
of.
Kind of like the basis of all foods.
It depends what part of Brazil you're in. You know, you've got three real marked regions, the north, the central, and the south, and they all have different foods that are all just phenomenal. But feijoada is something that I think most people have tried before.
Let's talk about it. I remember going to Rio, and I said, "No, today we're not cooking feijoada. You know, that's for Saturday, right?"
That's
right.
Weird.
And I said, "Why not?" I said, "Because it's a heavy meal, you know, so you have a whole day to digest it, and then into Sunday." So that was kind of interesting to me. I said, "But I want to have feijoada." Now, in some restaurants now, of course, they have changed these rules, and they make feijoada every day.
All the
day.
Time, yes. Yeah. So feijoada actually comes from what It has slave origins. So Portugal, the Portuguese gave their leftovers to the slaves, which were pig noses, ears, feet, all kinds of the parts
you
they
know,
didn't want.
I've eaten a lot of feijoada. I haven't had that recipe quite yet.
And they would throw it in with black beans and kind of make this dish that would stew for hours, and it was delicious because everything would fall apart. And depending on what part of Brazil you're in, I remember there's kind of two kinds of feijoadas. There's feijoada paulista, which is from
yes.
São Paulo, and that's like the nice cuts of meat. And then if you go up to the north, you're getting the pig noses and the pig's
oh.
feet and stuff. But it's I'm
salivating
it.
At the very thought.
I like
now,
them both.
I got to tell you, one of my favorite Brazilian dishes, which you tend to get more in the north of Brazil, Salvador Bahia, is moqueca.
Yeah, so moqueca is it's actually an African
word.
It's
muy delicioso.
It's an African word, and in Brazil, there's so many, if you fish the Amazon River, there's just a million fish in there. But the fish you actually use, that you're supposed to use to make moqueca, is the arapaima, or the pirarucu, which is they have them here.
The big fish.
That with a red tail that can grow, you know, 2-3 meters long. They're these huge fish, and it's actually almost like a chicken. So it doesn't come apart, it doesn't break apart as easy, and you can stew it, and you cook it. And you know, it's just, you can.
And it comes in this bowl. Now, traditionally, it was made with palm oil.
Right.
And as people want to look at a little more healthy diets, they substitute. But the taste, you take out the palm oil, and I can taste the difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's got the basic seasoning, Latin American seasoning with garlic, tomatoes, and all that stuff.
Now, when we think of Brazilian food, we think churrascaria. You mentioned Rodizio Grill, where they bring it. One of the favorite trips for Kathy and I, we were in Rio de Janeiro, and I love seafood. Now, John Potter's favorite seafood is a T-bone steak. But we went to a seafood churrascaria.
We went to Mario's.
Yes,
I remember
you
that.
Were there. Yeah. You were there. And, of course, they had all the salads and the buffet line. But they brought out platter and platter of lobsters, giant shrimp that are about the size of the Sizzler, what they call lobster. Where's the beef? Where's the shrimp? And the sea bass, some of the greatest meal I've had. Listen, we need to move on. Colombia, you lived in Colombia. That is one of the most beautiful trips. Carlos and I are planning a trip. Es posible, Carlos?
Your wish is my command, sir.
That's right. Perhaps October. We're actually talking about going down to Santa Marta and Cartagena and Medellin and Bogota. But let's talk about the food. Arnie, you lived in Colombia. What are some of the favorite native dishes?
So my favorite thing to eat in Colombia is the bandeja paisa.
Yes.
So bandeja paisa it literally is just a huge plate of all the delicious foods.
Isn't this like a cardiac miracle moment?
I mean, cardiologists just would love if you ate this here.
It's a full employment for them.
So it has, and every region is a little different. If you're in Medellin or if you're in Bogota, if you're in these different places, you can get a different variety to it. But it's got meat of the choice, chorizo. Sometimes
which is
it
a sausage.
Sausage. It'll have chicharrón, sometimes, which is that pork rind. It'll have avocado on it. It'll have potatoes, the very small.
Huevos.
Rice.
There's rice. There's usually egg. Usually kidney beans, usually red beans, and then a fried egg. So you can
and
just
it's
imagine.
All on one plate.
And it's all on one plate.
Dig in.
It is a cornucopia of
cardiac. It's like I'm eating this. Why is this stabbing pain now in my left arm as I'm eating? Stew. There's a hearty stew there.
The sancocho.
Sancocho.
That's the sancocho. I love the sancocho because, you know, sancocho is very famous, not just in Colombia, but if you go to Peru, it's very famous in Peru as well. You go to Brazil, and that's, what is it called in Brazil? I think it's a cocido. That's a cocido.
The interesting thing about Latin America is that everywhere has their own variety of it. If you go to Cuba, it's called sopa de ajiaco.
Yes,
if you go to sancocho is in Colombia. If I go to and ask for an ajiaco in Colombia, they'll probably be like, "Well, what's that?" So everybody's kind of got their own spin on it.
It's puchero in Argentina.
Puchero in Argentina,
yes. Very famous, yes.
But we've got about 3 minutes left. Some of the great foods of Colombia. You mentioned Cuba. Actually, Anile's mother is from Cuba. Your father is from Brazil.
Right.
But you've lived in Colombia and you've traveled. I know that your business has taken you almost monthly to every corner of South America. Peru. We love Peru.
Yes, we do. It's my favorite country. You know, people said, do you prefer Peru over your own country, Argentina? Yes, I do. There is a lot of history there. We even have a tour. Every year we have a tour. And this year we came back with this tour, which is the Inti Raymi. This is a great festivity. You know, it's an Inca festivity. It's a native festivity where all the people that were dwelling in the Inca Empire, that is Ecuador, part of Colombia, and then all of Peru, of course, all of Bolivia and northern Argentina and Chile. Yeah, that was... Let's talk about the food, about that.
Yeah, I mean, Peru has, everybody thinks ceviche, everybody thinks that, and that's a very common dish in Peru.
Arroz con mariscos.
But there's also something that I've never seen anybody not want to eat this. It's called lomo saltado.
Yes,
we have to talk about, and my Peruvian friends right now are jumping up and down because I said that.
Oh, yes, that is so good.
I prepared that all last week. That was great. It's a great dish.
And it's lomo steak, saltado. It's sirloin, sautéed. But it's on French fries, and usually it's got some soy sauce elements to it. I mean, some garlic flavors there too, and it's got tomatoes. Traditionally, they cook it all together, and they put it on top of the beef, and it is just one of my favorites.
You know, the funny thing is this. Look at this. We have rice. That's starch. And then we have French fries. That's starch again, you know. But it really is one of my favorite foods that they are. Of course, I like ceviche, and I like I also like all the other dishes that they prefer. In the north, for example, pato a la norteña, which is that duck, you know, with rice.
Yeah. Well, you can also eat guinea pigs, too.
Oh, cooey.
Oh, that's Larry's favorite.
No,
that's Larry's favorite.
It's a guinea pig. They love it. To me, it's nothing more than a large rat. It's not a rat. But
no, it's not a rat.
What does rat taste like, Larry?
It comes out...
What a rat you are.
During my days at Point of the Mountain, I could tell you. But they put it on a plate, and its arms are out, its legs are out, its head is on, and you see the teeth. It's like the grossest. We had one in Cusco.
Yes, we do. We always do.
Listen,
tastes like chicken.
I don't know where the time has gone, but I have one final question for you. If you want to see excitement, if you want to see just things light up, it's when Argentina, your home, Brazil, Arnie Lay's home, play soccer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's when Carlos and I
who
can't
won
be
the
friends.
Last one?
We.
I think we did. Brazil won. Brazil
you're talking won. To Arnie Lay Costa and Carlos Fita, the foods of South America. Arnie Lay, will you come back and join us?
I sure will if you invite me. Thanks.
Hey, when we
great
come back,
here.
We are going to go to Mexico here on The Travel Show.
Hi, I've got great news for you. Did you know that with Xfinity Internet, you get fast, reliable speeds to fit your needs and budget? Even Wi-Fi speeds faster than a gig to power all of your devices. Just imagine, everyone at home can connect at the same time. Best of all, you could save up to $400 a year on your wireless bill when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's a hit. Now, can your internet do that? Get started today with Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Don't wait. Click on Xfinity.com. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires enrollment in both automatic payments and paperless billing. Offer ends 3/21/2022. Restrictions apply. New Xfinity Connect customers only. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Not available in all areas. Compares pricing of top carriers. Requires Xfinity Internet.
Products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information. Full refund of price paid available for first 60-day supply.
ED can be tough on a relationship, but through HIMS, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get prescription medication to treat ED affordably. HIMS offers the same active ingredient as Viagra, but costs 90% less. That's right, 90% less. And they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get a free online consultation at forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
You'll find the diamond of your life here at Morgan Jewelers.
We have tremendous values on big anniversary diamonds.
What's an anniversary diamond?
An anniversary diamond is at least twice as big as the one in her engagement ring.
Why twice as big?
Because every diamond makes a statement.
And what does an anniversary diamond say?
It says, I love you twice as much today as the day you married me.
Place, visit iHeartAdvertising.com and get AMFM working for you. That's iHeartAdvertising.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show, the best 2 hours in radio. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts from Morris Columbus Travel, the good sponsor of the show. And, of course, you know, Morris Columbus came about as the merger of Morris Murdoch Travel and Columbus Travel. And we now still have two websites. John, I know they're working on that.
Yes.
But all of the tours that we've talked about and more, go to two websites, mmetours.com and columbusvacations.com. Do want to remind you that this Tuesday, March the 15th, is the deadline to register for the free cruise giveaway courtesy of Morris Columbus Travel, The Travel Show, and Royal Caribbean Cruise Line, a cruise to Europe, Alaska, the Caribbean, the Northeast, or Mexico. Somebody's going to win this, John.
Yes.
It may as well be one of our good listeners out there. There's nothing to buy, but you do have to register, and that's at
TravelShowPrize.com. TravelShowPrize.com.
You have redeemed yourself. TravelShowPrize.com. We will announce the winner next Saturday. And by the way, I'll be coming to you. I'll be in Cairo, Egypt next Saturday. And through the miracle of technology, I have a group of Travel Show listeners. We're taking to Egypt and Israel, a Nile cruise. We're going to be gone a couple of weeks. So,
and I'll be in Disneyland.
And you
next
will be
week.
In Disneyland on Saturday, California, that is.
Yes.
Okay. Also, TravelShowPrize.com to register for the free cruise. You got to do it by Tuesday. Nothing to buy, but you have to register. And one more reminder to please join me on my YouTube travel channel, youtube.com/getawayguru. John, we received an email from one of our listeners in Idaho.
Yes, Steve in Idaho. He wanted to know if we see prices going to increase on airfare because of the lovely fuel prices. Answer is yes. We do expect to see it go up. We've seen a little bit of it already.
Here's the way I see it, Steve, and I agree with John. There's two ways that airlines can increase prices. One is they simply raise the airfare.
Yes.
The second, they keep the airfare about where it is and then throw on a fuel surcharge. And that, we've seen some over $100 on some international flights already. But it's a delicate balance because they've got to cover their costs. Look at what the price of oil. It hit $130 a barrel. And what was it, like $30 a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
I was paying in November of 2020, I was paying $1.89 a gallon at Sam's Club.
Yeah.
I just filled up at Sam's Club $4.15, and it's hit $6 and $7 in some part of the country.
Yeah.
So here's what's going to happen. It's a delicate balance, Steve, that if they've got to cover their costs, but if the price gets too high, people won't buy it.
Yes.
And, sometimes airlines are, they could fill the entire plane and still lose money on that flight.
Yeah.
But if they fill it, even at a low giveaway price, it's better than having empty seats and their losses are even greater.
Right. We could see them canceling some flights. Instead of flying five times to Atlanta, they might only fly three times.
Exactly. You know, that's what airlines can do. They can park planes, a hotel can't do that. You don't park the hotel.
No.
They've still got to deal with. So, yes, I think now is the time that you want to be buying your airline tickets. And, of course, Morris Columbus Travel can help you with that. If you're flying out of the Salt Lake Airport, we recommend Park and Jet. It's convenient. They pick you up right at their car, a free car wash. Detailing at an additional cost is available. And if you go to the Columbus Vacations website, columbusvacations.com, scroll to the bottom, and what do I find, John?
It'll say parking discount.
And what will it get me?
It'll get you 20% discount, and you can print out a coupon, or when you check out, you can give them one of two things. You can either say Columbus discount or MCT, standing for Morris Columbus Travel.
And that's a 20% discount, and that'll certainly buy you a cheeseburger. Well, we've talked about a lot of exciting things. I'm really looking forward to getting back to Egypt. We're going to have a longer layover in Cairo because of flight schedule changes. I'm actually going to go downtown next week on our layover in Paris. We're flying nonstop Salt Lake to Paris, and then, of course, Paris to Cairo. I'm going to take the RER Red Line, right down from the airport, right down to the Champs-Élysées and Notre Dame.
I love that area.
And the Louvre. A lot of fun. Well, you've got a tour. We've got about 30 seconds left. Why don't you give a quick mention of that South America tour you got?
Yeah, Carlos and I are doing a South America tour December 8th through the 21st, so we'll have you home in time for Christmas. That's this year. We're going 2 days to Rio de Janeiro and then getting on the Norwegian Star, sailing down the Brazilian coast and stopping in Uruguay, ending in Buenos Aires, Argentina, spending 1 day there, and then over to Iguazu Falls. Details can be found at columbusvacations.com.
Now, earlier in the show, I mentioned that we had three Europe River cruises, the Danube and the Rhine, combined with a short then post-cruise tour and the Oberammergau. Turns out they've been selling. We have got space only on our June 27th departure. That will be with me on the beautiful Blue Danube and then into Oberammergau, Germany. Well, I'll be talking to you next week from Cairo, Egypt. John from Disneyland. Have a great week. God bless America and God bless the people of Ukraine.
Yes.
Men, your health isn't about any one problem. Whether you're struggling with your weight or dealing with symptoms of low testosterone or ED, you need a specialized healthcare professional who understands the big picture. So, I want to tell you about Revive Men's Health. For the last 10 years, Revive Men's Health has helped tens of thousands of men with clinically backed treatments for low T and ED. Now, Revive Men's Health is bringing this breakthrough approach to weight loss. Revive will create a weight loss plan specifically for you, built on custom nutrition and metabolism-boosting treatments that are backed up by ongoing support to make sure you keep that weight off. Revive Men's Health specializes in custom treatments for men. So what are you waiting for? It's time to rethink your approach to weight loss. Backed by 10 years of experience, Revive Men's Health can help you. Call 844-4-REVIVE to schedule a personalized and confidential consultation today. Or visit Revive.